This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. If you have something on your mind and you think I can help you with it, even if you think I can't help you with it, you can give me a shot, right? 855-993-7569. Well, we made it through May, the month of Yes You May, and we're to June. I don't know. June is a big graduation. It's graduation. It's Father's Day. It's wedding. It's big wedding month. I wonder why June is a big wedding month. Maybe because May is Yes You May. I don't know. Never figured that out, but it is. What month did you get married in, Manny?
August.
In June? Well, there you go. You're bucking the tide. I got married in June. So there we go. Manny is just a contrarian. Manny, in fact, we talked about you yesterday in the program, not about you specifically. Well, yeah, about you specifically. Did you see the new article about Benadryl?
I did not.
Okay, this is a scary thing, and this is why I thought about you. That Benadryl and the ingredient, the chemical in Benadryl, which is also in Advil PM and Tylenol PM and ZQL, and Somanex, is thought to increase the possibility of dementia. Yeah, and the original thought that if you take Benadryl, it obviously makes you sleepy, and can make you a little disoriented. But the assumption was that once you stop using it, all those symptoms would go away. And it seems like not necessarily. There may be permanent issues. So I know that you have allergies and that you have asthma, so I just thought, oh, we need to tell Manny about this. You don't take Benadryl every day, though, do you?
Only if I feel like I need sleep.
Well, here's what I decided. I can't believe I'm going to tell you guys this. Not last night. Last night I slept fine, but the night before, so for some reason, I think the real reason is that over the holiday weekend I got some sleep, and it sort of destabilized my circadian rhythm. So on Monday, Sunday night, Monday morning, no, Monday night, Tuesday morning when I knew I had to work, on Tuesday, it was 3 o'clock in the morning, and I'm thinking, I'm not asleep. So I thought, well, I could go take a Benadryl or I could go take NyQuil, but I'm not really congested, I don't think. So what I did was I took a sip of Bailey's instead, went to sleep. So I recommend Bailey's rather than Benadryl. So there you go. And it actually says, I actually went and read the label after I saw this article, because there were two studies that came out in the last like month, and they both say essentially the same thing, which is we thought that this really didn't have many side effects, and we thought that any side effects were just temporary, but we're not so sure. And the studies are they're more suggestive than absolutely proven, but they're certainly major red flags. And since dementia is not reversible, there's no treatment really for it at this moment, it's something to be aware of. But I went and read the label on the Benadryl, and it says don't use it for more than 2 weeks. So the idea is that you're only supposed to use it episodically. And episodically doesn't seem to be much of an issue. But for people who are using it pretty consistently, they need to think it through as an alternative. So I just thought, and knowing you, I thought maybe I should tell you this. So I'm telling you.
Well, thank you.
So you're welcome. Yeah, because I thought, I got to tell Manny this because I know that this is an issue for him. Alrighty, listen, you never know what you're going to learn on this program. You also missed yesterday that I got three requests in a row. One was talking. One was Jacob's has a cousin who's dying, and his mom really needs some help, and so I did that. And then there was one talking about, so we were talking essentially about end of life and mourning and helping people live. And then one was a question about where did Donald Trump fall in the DSM narcissism scale. I love it when leaders, folks lead me down a primrose path. And the other was how to find a new job. No, that was the third one. So, exactly. You never know what you're going to hear around here, nor do I. It's National Olive Day. It's Go Barefoot Day, which I absolutely agree with. Do you have shoes on at this moment?
Yep.
Well, there you go. When I lived in, the only time I've ever lived in even close to a suburban neighborhood as an adult, when I had any choice about it, they would call going into a party and taking your shoes off doing the joy. It's not that my feet hurt. I'm a barefoot kind of person. It's a National Heimlich Maneuver Day. My favorite story about Heimlich. Do you know how to do Heimlich?
I've never had to do it. So I'm not sure if I know how to do it or not.
Yeah, I've only done it once. And what was amazing to me is how long it took me to do it. Because you think somebody's kidding and it's in a restaurant and you don't want to embarrass yourself or someone else and maybe they're kidding. So it took me about 10 seconds longer than it should have, but I did it. Someone's done Heimlich on me once, which was good. But everybody who lives alone should learn how to do the Heimlich on your own, which is use a chair, use the back of a chair, and it's right underneath your breastbone, and you press hard on it. And breaking a rib is better than choking to death. So, but my favorite, my most infamous, to be more accurate, Heimlich story, is I was in a steakhouse a couple of years ago, and I knew the owner, and because I knew the owner, I knew a bunch of the waiters. And sure enough, a woman started choking, and one of the waiters came over and Heimlich'd her. Sure enough, steak goes popping out across the room, just like in the movies. And after she left, because I knew the waiter, I said, what did she tip you? Because the question is, what's it worth for someone to save your life? She tipped him. So I went in the air the next day and told the story and said, what do you think your life's worth? How much would you tip somebody who saved your life? So it's National Pen Pal Day, or as all of us who are sort of more modern call it, National Internet Dating Day. And National Say Something Nice Day, which means it's the antithesis of the Internet. Have you ever noticed how nasty the Internet has gotten? Maybe it was that way to begin with. It's just that I'm sort of paying more attention. You almost never see somebody saying something nice on the Internet unless they're promoting their own program. They're twittering about their own program or their own guests or their own recipes or something. I think we should make this, here's what I proposed. Take all this together, and you can eat olives, and make sure you're chewing them so no one has to Heimlich you. And everybody write something nice on the Internet today, just for the sheer novelty of it. All right? Something nice. And you can even sign it. Maybe it's I can never say anonymity. I always put too many syllables, of being anonymous on the Internet that encourages people to just be snarky. Speaking of which, it's on this day in 1779, Benedict Arnold was court-martialed for malfeasance. Benedict Arnold. Mm. 1792, Kentucky was admitted as the 15th state. Don't usually think, well, it's obviously not one of the first 13. On this day in 1796, Tennessee became the 16th, took another 4 years. In 1812, James Madison asked Congress to declare war on the United Kingdom. Oops. In 1890, that's when the old days, when they used to ask, the president used to ask the Congress to declare war. Now they just go ahead and do it. They just send in troops. In 1890, the Census Bureau began using Herman Hollerith's tabulating machine to count census returns, which have been disputed ever since. In 1916, Louis Brandeis becomes the first Jew appointed to the United States Supreme Court. Speaking of which, in 1974, the Heimlich Maneuver for Rescuing Choking Victims is published in the journal Emergency Medicine and is every restaurant, I suspect, in the world, but certainly in the United States. In 1975, the inspiration for the name of the band, the 1975. Believe it or not, 36 years ago, CNN began broadcasting. Just think about that. No CNN before then. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, a good idea to give me a holler about whatever it is on your mind, whether your holiday weekend was full of family and fun, or whether it was a little more tense than that. I suppose there are two other things I need to tell you about this day in history, which may give you a sense about, you know, I really do think that there are rhythms in our lives that somehow repeat, which is why I like the days in history. Bush and Gorbachev signed a treaty to end chemical weapon production in 1990. Would that we felt that was binding all over the world? I'm not sure that it was. But since in 2001, the assumption was that there were weapons of mass destruction, including chemical warfare. So that's 26 years ago. On this day in 2009, General Motors filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy, which is the fourth largest United States bankruptcy in history. The good news about that is that we're now 7 years later, and I think they paid off the loan, in about 3 or 4 years? I think they paid off the loan, which was considered a loan, and it's one of the few companies that's ever, I think, paid back a bankruptcy loan a couple of years ago, ahead of schedule. Right? Isn't that true?
I think so.
I think so, too. All right. Now, someone's going to have to explain this to me, because I'm not sure I completely understand it. Apparently, Windows 10 is an upgrade that you're not given a choice about. And people are very upset about this, and I'm not sure exactly why. They said they're disabling critical updates since they'd rather chance a malware infection than an involuntary Windows 10 upgrade. Do you understand all of that?
Yeah, I guess the idea
that it's involuntary, that you could put something on my computer that I don't want, or that I didn't ask for.
Yeah, now that part I didn't know, that it was sort of being forced. I mean, I actually just did the Windows 10 update on my laptop a couple of days ago over the weekend. And, I mean, it's working fine for me, but...
Well, I think the idea is the involuntary part, and especially the fuss about...
I did the upgrade on my own because I was just, you know, my laptop was kind of lagging. And
Did it not offer it to you? Did not, because mine usually says upgrade available on my settings.
I knew the upgrade was available and that it was free. It was a free upgrade until, right. I think July 30th or something is the deadline, or July 29th or something. Is the deadline, and then after that, you have to pay for the upgrade if you want it. So, I just saw that it was a free upgrade, and I figured my laptop was lagging, and you know what the hell?
Did it help?
Yeah, I mean it's fine. I'm still kind of getting used to it because the format of everything is a little bit different, but it's working fine for me.
But my guess is, and I've had discussions with people about this before in my condo. They're talking about. Involuntary, and I said that's a word that just gets people's hackles risen. That if you say to people, "Would you like to do this, or we can do this for you, or it's free, or whatever," and give you the choice. Apparently, if you hit the X button up in the upper right hand corner, which is traditionally how you say no, thank you very much, that it insults it anyway, which is not making people very happy. A couple of the computer geeks that I know have said that they've gotten more fuss about that than anything else. Everything else combined. So I guess it's one of those things. I really do think that their marketing department should be smarter than to say involuntary. I would just say free up until this date. And most of us respond to the idea of a bargain or free. I just think involuntary has exactly the opposite response. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, doctor. How are you?
Good, John. What's on your mind today?
I called you actually 10 years ago with an issue, and the issue's still going on. Just wanted to get your advice again.
Okay. Can you give me an update so I know exactly what we're talking about?
Yeah. 10 years ago, my father passed away, and my sister was not talking to my brothers, but she and I were very close.
Okay.
And I called you because my son was being christened, and you said to invite everyone and don't start a feud.
Yep.
Well, I didn't take your advice.
Cool.
I'm
so glad, yeah.
And I invited my sister and you know, tried as best I could to explain to my brothers until my brothers stopped talking to me for 2 years.
Yeah, well, you started a feud. So, okay,
well... Yeah. We reconnected after a couple of years, and then my wife turned 40, and I decided, well, you know what? Let me follow Dr. Joy's advice, and I invited everyone.
Okay.
And my sister has not spoken to me since. Her two daughters got married, and I saw my sister at the weddings, and she just walked by me.
Wait a minute. Her two daughters got married, and obviously you were invited to the wedding.
Yeah, my nieces had to fight their mother to have me invited. She threatened to not to ever speak to them again if I was invited.
Well, but I mean, your sister is clearly a drama queen, and it sounds like she's the only girl among all these guys, and so you guys treat her like a princess. She acts like a princess. But the point being that I would still say you invite everyone, and I will talk with you about how to deal specifically with your sister. But did you invite everyone that you want to have to a party, and they come or not come, as depending on as what they want? That your deal as a host is to invite people. Their responsibility as guests is to decide to come or not come. And your sister sounds like it's not about any particular event. It's just that she is very much a divide and conquer. And it may be because she is the only girl, she feels that she needs to have allies, or she gets overrun by all of her brothers. And that may be a way for you to begin dealing with her, of saying, you're my favorite and I love you dearly, but it breaks my heart that we get these factions. So as far as I'm concerned, you can come when I invite for family affairs. You can come early and leave early, and come late and stay late. But you know, I don't want to feel that I have to choose between you, who are undoubtedly my favorite. In fact, you're probably all of our favorites, and everybody else. I don't want you to ever be put in that position, and I don't want you to put me in that position.
Okay. Well, the way it stands now is one of her daughters is having a baby in August. Mm-hmm. And this is the main reason, and the question for you now, and, okay, and the reason for my call, is my wife is not invited to the shower, and her mother, my sister, told her that if I'm invited, she's not coming. And she basically...
Well, all right. So this is a slightly different issue, because it's not you being invited, it's her inviting you, which is a somewhat different issue. So what I would do... does your wife particularly want to go?
No. She's on the fence. I mean, she's hurt that she's not invited, and chances are we probably couldn't even make it. But...
Well,
it hurts not to be invited. But this is the beginning of times to come. I mean, we're not going to be invited to events that my sister is at.
All right. So how far away from you does your sister live?
She's about 3 hours. My nieces are in Boston. I'm in New Jersey. They're about four
okay.
hours away. So,
I mean, I'll tell you what thought just popped into my head, but I'm going to sort of deny it temporarily. I'll tell you what it was. Then we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back. And my thought was that this is something that cries out for an intervention, even though I hate interventions. I think they're bullying behavior. But I think your sister, let me tell you why it popped into my head and why it's maybe not the first place to start. Hang on for me. We'll start this together. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Absolutely.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery, grow your contact list, and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3711. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3711. Now you can listen to Dr. Joy Brown when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Joy Brown 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3711. Got it? Call 605-477-3711.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time.
If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it?
That's easy. There's more money in treating symptoms. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop, it's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about BuySellMakeOffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son, Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to BuySellMakeOffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569. John, before we go further in this, remind me why your sister 10 years ago decided not to talk to your brothers. Was it a matter of money in the will or a house or something?
It was a matter of she was living in my father's house and he had a stroke. And before he had his stroke, she was treating him very badly. And, my father was actually going to give her the house, but she treated him so badly he decided to sell it and asked her to leave. And then he had a stroke, and it became a real nightmare.
Was there anything in writing?
In terms of leaving the house to her? No. No.
Yeah.
No. Once he passed away, everything was divided equally. But my brothers were just so mad at her for the way that she treated him in his own house.
Okay, let me just say a word about that, which, I'm sympathetic about taking care of somebody is a different issue than bopping in. And I say that with great sincerity because I'm the bop-in one. You know, I come from far away. When I go to visit my mom or when my dad was alive, I'm treated like the little visiting royalty. And my brothers and sisters who take care of my father at the time and my mom now are much harsher with her, much less forgiving, much less cheerful, because they have to deal with her on a day-to-day basis. I deal with her for, you know, a couple of days at a time, and I'm, as I said, the visiting princess. So, you know, it's easy for me to be, to not be very sympathetic about my sister being harsh to my mom or my brother saying something terrible or being dismissive of her. Realistically, and I prefer that they didn't, but I'm not there on a day-to-day basis, and I don't have to deal with the day-to-day aggravation and the abrasiveness. It's one of the things, you know, I constantly say the world's easiest thing to do is be a lover. The world's hardest thing to do is to be a spouse. And to a certain extent, it's the same issue, that being a lover, all you have to do is bop in, look adorable, and bop out. To be a spouse, you got to be there. And you got to be there through the irritation, the aggravation, and the day-to-dayness. And it's a much more difficult, much more complicated kind of issue. And the charm gets to be paper thin. So, again, I'm not suggesting that your sister was wonderful, but I'm saying taking care of somebody on a day-to-day basis, especially when they're older and infirm and cranky and demanding, is a whole different ball game than the bop in. And as I said, I'm the bop. But,
right, but that wasn't the case. He wasn't sick then. He was fine. She was
He may have been cranky. I mean, he obviously didn't want to live alone. So you don't know. And when you guys pop in, he may have been a very different person than he was when you guys were not there. And all I'm saying is you need to put that into the mix. Okay, that's number one. Number two, you know, I said to Manny when we were on the break, if John had listened to me 10 years ago, this wouldn't be an issue today, because you've already taught your sister that you will side with her against her brothers, given enough pressure. So unfortunately, you're reaping the sour fruit of, or the poison fruit of that particular behavior, but it's done. So the question is, what do we do now? And here, the issue about an intervention is that the three boys get together and take flowers or chocolate cake or whatever and say, you're our only sister, we love you, this has to stop. We all want you to be our friend, we all want you to love us best. But we need, we can't do this if nothing else. Our kids are getting this terrible example of how to treat each other, and this really has to stop. So tell us what you need from us for us to be a family again, and let's see if we can't do it.
Yeah,
and
there I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, and there is a tendency, and you may get some issue from your brothers, because everybody's chosen sides in this one, and you're in the really uncomfortable position of being the mediator, which is a good way to get shot. I mean, your sister could be mad at you, your brother's going to be mad at you. But obviously it's something that bothers you and presumably bothers you more than any of the other three, because you're the one who's calling me and saying, okay, what do we do now? I don't want to be out of her life or out of her kid's life for the rest of my life. And it would seem to me that you have nothing to lose by getting the three boys together and saying, okay, you know, how do we do this? Tell us what, and you can say to your two brothers, you can be the Henry Kissinger of your family with the wavy scalp. And you can say to your sister, what do you need from all of us for you to be able to not love us, but at least not shut us out? And then say the same thing to your brothers. And no one's allowed to go back. We can only go forward. You can't undo what's been done. And if an apology is what's needed, apologizing for what, and make sure, because apologies, by definition, take you back to where you were, which in your particular family and in everybody's family is not very healthy. So what we need is, what does it take going forward? And I guarantee you that at least somebody, if not more than somebody, is going to say, nothing. There's nothing you can do. At which point you are going to be absolutely relentless and say, nope, not acceptable. That life is too short. Karma is a boomerang. I don't want my kids to grow up thinking that they can treat each other like this. I don't want the cousins growing up thinking like this. Tell me how we can negotiate. Doesn't have to be a love fest. We don't have to stand around singing kumbaya. But this isn't acceptable. This is just not okay. And it may take more than one, but you need to make a stand. As I said, and I'm not really sort of fussing at you, Well, you called me 10 years ago, you paid no attention, you're not going to pay any attention now, but I'll spend the time with you anyway. Make a stand that says, we love you. We don't have to always get along. We're different people. But this isn't okay to write out part of the family, to say we're not going to have any relationship. And tell me what it's going to take, whether it is that you only come for the first 10 minutes and no one's allowed to make eye contact. I mean, if it's that we stay in separate, that we are not under the same roof, so when that you meet with each other separately, that that we only have meals in restaurants where everybody is behaving, that there's no alcohol involved, that you tell us what the circumstances, and I think you're going to have to poll your brothers as well and also put your own feelings in here. Might as well just get all the nonsense out on the table and see what we can do about it. And it doesn't have to be every holiday. It doesn't have to be every time. But the idea being that the family is not torn asunder, that there's not a civil war going on here. And that's what you've got.
Yeah, and my brothers have no desire to ever talk to her again.
That's well, but then you're going to have to start with them. Because I hear what you're saying, but that is going to put you in the middle the rest of your life. And you may say to them, look, I get that you guys, because think about what you've done. All right, what's the age group? Who's the oldest? Just give me a name or something.
Al, right. He's 62.
All right, Al's 62. Who's next?
My sister.
Okay. All right, then
she's 58, then 57.
Oh. And where are you?
I'm the youngest.
Yeah.
And there's one other brother who's 54.
Okay, so where is he? So we've got one, two, we've got another brother. Where's the youngest brother go?
I'm the youngest. I have three brothers.
Right. All right, but you told me about two brothers who won't talk. Your sister, who's on the
walk. To her, yeah.
All right, so where's the third brother? Is he in with the three brothers, the other two brothers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Figure out who the weak link is in it. And when I say weak link, I mean figure out who the one that you can reason with the most. Mm-hmm. And say, look, we need to attack this. I don't want to go through life with my stomach hurting every time I think about the family. We don't have to like each other. We don't have to love each other. But to put our kids through this, every holiday means that there's that added anguish. You know, every Christmas, every Thanksgiving, every 4th of July, every Memorial Day, every 4th of July, and every birthday, and every wedding, and every christening. Who needs this kind of crap? All we need to do is neutralize this. So pick the person you think is most likely, or whose wife is most likely, to go along with you. Because what you've got here is your sister being the only girl and deciding, and my guess is she got treated like a princess for a large part of her life. And she's still doing the princess thing. She's the queen of hearts, or the queen of broken hearts, off with her head. This isn't profitable. And so figure out, of those three brothers, probably the one that you hadn't mentioned is probably the weak link of saying, all right, I need you. We need to tackle, the two of us need to tackle the next brother. And divided, maybe you can get them, everybody, to at least stop ignoring each other, to invite people to events. And as far as I'm concerned, you can do the kaleidoscope where we get little clumps of people over here and little clumps of people. But to continue this war, nobody wins. There's not, and even your sister, to whom this is on some level the drama queen, isn't winning anything because her kids are giving her a hard time. Every event that should be joyous and celebratory and inclusive turns out to be this mess. Who needs it? Who needs the extra stomach acid? Put you on hold and see if there are any questions about it, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Pat Matthews back again to talk about buysellmakeoffer.com. And this time, it's all about selling your stuff online. Here's my son Frank.
I just listed two video games I no longer play, Battlefield Bad Company and Gears of War, and I expect to get $10 each for them real soon.
And was it hard?
Nope. I just set up my free account that's good for 30 days and put them out there for everyone to see.
BuySellMakeOffer.com makes it so easy to sign up and list those things around the house that you no longer need, but somebody else always does. Start your free 30-day trial right now. And remember, there is never a listing fee with BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your video games, old vinyl records, furniture, cars, yes, even your home, and so much more. You can even use video and Skype to buy and sell. Join the revolution. Go to buysellmakeoffer.com right now. What are you waiting for?
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with John, who's got not an unfamiliar problem where he's got a family that's really divided. And the division happened. My guess is that there was somewhat of a division before Dad died, but there's nothing like the death of a parent. And quite often parents keep kids from outward or at least overt warfare because it's upsetting to them, and they tend to be a unifying force. So when they go, that quite often that's part of the issue. But also, even more importantly, whenever money's involved. I mean, it just gets really messy. So Right. And that's what's happened here. Unfortunately, it's been allowed to flower in this particular context. So I'm saying, all right, you really got two choices, really. One is to do nothing, at which point this will continue, and there will be christenings, and there will be sex, and sex being S-E-C-T-S, but also sex meaning more children, and this will continue, and until something happens, until somebody dies, and then somebody feels great remorse, because that would be a shame, because then exactly. Things are really over. There's nothing you can do about it. And I get those phone calls all the time of the last thing I said to my brother was, you know, eat glass and die. And he did. And what do I do now? And that's a much trickier issue. So what I would suggest is pick the of your three brothers, the one that you think is the most pliable, and start in on him. And then get him on, not on your side in terms of the family war, but for to get people to the peace table. And then the two of you can tackle the next brother that you think is the most pliable. And then the three of you can take on the brother that you think is the most intractable. And then the four of you, as a united front, go to your sister and say, we love you, you're our sister, we're not going to do this anymore. We're going to love you, we're going to invite you to everything. We're going to, you know, we're going to crash the parties. We're going to make sure the cousins know each other and love each other, and we'd like you to be a willing participant on this as opposed to a hostage or whatever. I mean, you can use your own words. I wouldn't view it necessarily as a short-term issue that somehow by the 4th of July all this will be copacetic, because it's had not only 10 years, it's probably had the better part of 50 years. Well, she hit me. Well, he took my thing. Well, you know, you can't hurt her. She's my sister.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It's been going on for a long time. But there's no reason for it to continue. And it will not abate. What it will do is somebody will die, because that's what happens as we get older. And then everything hits the fan of, well, you weren't nice to him in life. Well, yeah, but you were nastier, or I would have been there. So I just decide that you're going to be St. John the Divine at this moment. And you're going to tackle the brother that you think is the most the weak link in this awful chain, and sort of do it one at a time. And you can play this. You can download the podcast. You can send it to all of them, and you can say, "Here's the deal. It's, you know, like Tina Turner. We can do it the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. You know, the easy way means that we all declare our independence from idiocy and get together and downplay the fireworks." The internal fireworks and only do external fireworks, or, you know, we can continue, but it's going to happen. I'm going to be relentless. This is my life's work. This is why I'm here.
Mm-hmm. I can give it a try, but I don't think my brothers will
well, you can't, but if you go into it with that attitude, you're already lost. So I wouldn't do that.
I just know how where they are and how they talk about it, but I can try.
Yeah, but it doesn't make any difference. They're wrong. And
right.
If there was any benefit to this, if there was one drop of positive, I'd say, well, you know, this is, you know, it is what it is, my least favorite phrase. There is no advantage to anybody on this. Every single holiday, every single family event, every single invitation is laced with acid. Who benefits from that? Even the drama queen sister doesn't. So don't go into it saying, well, I know that they're going to be stubborn. You're going to go into it saying they're loving guys, that family's important, that we've always loved her. She's always been, you know, a bit of a drama queen, but she's our sister. She's the only one we're going to have, and I'm not going to allow this to happen anymore.
Okay. Well,
but you got to go into it, because you're going to be, the moment you lose heart on this, the whole thing falls apart.
Okay. And just real, not that it's going to be quick, but the last piece is about 20 years ago, my sister did something that probably would have ripped her family apart, and she confided that in me, and I don't know what to do with that information at this point.
All right, tell me what it is so we can figure out what, you know, what we do about it.
Well, she had an affair, and her daughters don't know, her husband doesn't know, and
I'd let it go. There's nothing that can, I would just, remember when we were kids, we had that tablet with a little wooden pencil that went in the holder on the top, and it had two pieces. It had a clear piece, and then it had kind of a gray thing, and you lifted them up, and it would erase it on the wax underneath. I think they were called a magic marker, no, magic writer or something. That's what you have to think about. First of all, if anybody ever says to you, can you keep a secret? The answer is always no. Because by definition, what they're going to tell you is something you don't want to know, and they're unloading it onto you so they don't have to deal with it. You do not want that kind of thing because then you're stuck. So I would just pretend it never happened. And because, let me just, if, first of all, you tell anybody she'll never speak to you again, and she's got then a legitimate, semi-legitimate reason. Second of all, if you even say to her, look, I've kept your secret for all these years, and I'll tell you what you might be able to do. I have to think this through. Of saying to her, you entrusted something in me which you shouldn't have, which has broken my heart, and I've kept your secret for all these years. The only thing that I will ever ask of you in return for that, because I'm going to forget that it ever happened, is that you at least consider reconciling with the rest of the family. It's the only thing I'll ever ask of you in exchange for that terrible burden that you put on my shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Because you got a little leverage there. But that's the only way you can use it.
Well,
and telling
you framed
anybody
it a little nicer
mistake.
Than I was thinking.
Pardon?
You framed it a little nicer than what I was thinking. So.
Yeah. Well, you could do the you owe me works better if you can say, I will never tell, but this is what I would like. This was a terrible burden to put on my shoulders, and I honored you by it. I need for you to honor me by doing. You don't have to love them, but you tell me what it will take, and I will negotiate it because I don't want to do this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And let me just add one other thing. Going forward, because as I said, this may not be instantaneous. Your role in this whole thing is stupid and cheerful. You invite everybody. You don't listen to anybody talk about anybody else. And you just keep pretending like this is one big, happy, dysfunctional family, and you invite everybody, and it's going to be all fine, and whatever.
Yep, no, I use that saying all the time.
All right. Well, I get started on it. Don't lose hope. This is, view this as really your, you know, every once in a while, people say, you know, do you wonder why you're on this earth? Maybe this is what your karma is to get your family back together.
Yeah, well, thank you very much.
All right, good luck.
Yep.
Call me if you
Take
need
care.
To. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamin you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.